This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the 6th Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral, technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC Summit, being held in Bangkok, Thailand. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit, and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of BIMSTEC. Prime Minister Modi reached Bangkok on a two-day visit to Thailand yesterday. He held bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pesha Nawatra. The two leaders reviewed the entire range of bilateral cooperation between India and Thailand. They discussed ways to further strengthen political exchanges, defense and security partnership, strategic engagement, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. They underlined the need to enhance connectivity, health, science and technology, startup, innovation, digital, education, culture and tourism collaborations. Following the BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later today for the second leg of his two-nation tour. During the three-day state visit, Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe. Prime Minister Modi today met the senior general of Myanmar, Min Aung Hlaing, on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he once again expressed condolences on the loss of lives and damage of property in the wake of the recent earthquake in Myanmar. He added that India is doing whatever is possible to assist sisters and brothers of Myanmar in this critical time. Prime Minister Modi has said that the passage of the Waqf Amendment Bill and the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill by both the Houses of Parliament marks a watershed moment in the government's collective quest for socio-economic justice, transparency and inclusive growth. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to all members of Parliament who participated in the parliamentary and committee discussions, voiced their perspectives and contributed to the strengthening of these legislations. He also thanked the countless people who sent their valuable inputs to the parliamentary committee. The Prime Minister mentioned that for decades, the Waqf system was synonymous with lack of transparency, accountability and harmed the interests of Muslim women, poor Muslims and Pasmanda Muslims. Earlier, Parliament had passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it in the wee hours today. Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, announced that the bill has been approved with 128 members voting in favour of it, while 95 members voted against the legislation.
Ayes 128, noes 95, abstention 0. Bill is passed.
The Rajya Sabha held discussion on the bill for around 12 hours. The Lok Sabha has already approved the bill. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties. Parliament has adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur, with the Rajya Sabha giving its nod earlier this morning. The statutory resolution is related to the proclamation issued by the President on the 13th of February this year under Article 356(1) of the Constitution in relation to Manipur. The Lok Sabha had already approved it. Replying to a debate on the resolution, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that since November last year, no violence was reported in Manipur.
जब किसी ने भी सरकार के गठन का दावा नहीं किया, इसलिए शून्यावकाश की अवस्था में राष्ट्रपति शासन डालने का निर्णय किया.
Veteran actor and director Manoj Kumar passed away in Mumbai this morning. He was 87. The legendary Bollywood actor was well known by his nickname Bharat Kumar for his patriotic films. President Draupadi Murmu expressed grief over the demise of the legendary actor and filmmaker Manoj Kumar. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Manoj Kumar has left an indelible mark on Indian cinema. Prime Minister Modi also expressed grief over the passing away of legendary actor and filmmaker Manoj Kumar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.